continuing on now, I'm, you know, you look at this headline and it makes me angry because the press is willing to lie to the American people. There have not been 251 mass shootings in the U.S. in 216 days. As the headline from USA Today shouted to the world, it's simply not true. Unless you continue to change and manipulate the data, which we won't do here. We'll talk the truth with you. Emily Taylor here is a gun rights attorney based in Texas. Emily, welcome back to the program. Emily, how are you today? All right. Are we having a little technical issue with Emily?
Oh, I can hear you, Steve.
There you go, Emily. There you are. Good to hear you. Good to see you. All right. So you're a gun rights attorney based in Texas. You teach a class called Run, Hide, and Fight, Survive an Active Shooter. Tell me about that. What would you do in today's day? You're at a shopping center. You're at a place of worship. You're wherever you are. And you're not armed. What would you do?
Yeah. So Run, Hide, Fight is the order of your options. You know, armed or not, fight is the last option. People have this idea, you know, and I'm a concealed carry person. You know, I have my pistol with me almost all of the time. And people have this idea that perhaps even if they are armed, they should engage the shooter. It's their responsibility. It's not. There's no legal duty to engage the shooter. And in fact, that is not a good tactic for your own survival, which is why even if you're armed, the first option is run. And it's run fast, and it's run away from the crowd. You know, we heard recordings from a woman in El Paso who said, well, I heard the noises, and I looked to the person next to me, and I said, was that fireworks? Did you hear that? That's a very normal human reaction, but taking even those few seconds to confirm your suspicions can mean life or death. It's so much better to look like, you know, a crazy person because you're running away from a car backfiring than it is to lose those seconds if you're actually in an active shooter situation.
So, okay, so I've heard instruction, I suppose, that you should throw something directly at the face of the shooter if they're close to you because everybody flinches, everybody will duck, and it might buy a second or two or give you a chance to make a move. I mean, are there tactics like that you discuss? Anything goes? What are you saying?
Yeah, so we recommend that, you know, if you have to engage the shooter, you know, your first best tactic is run away. Even if they're close to you, run away from the crowd. They're going to be aiming at the crowd. Run in a zigzag fashion. They're not going to be going for the one person running away. But should you be forced to engage, yes, you should use any improvised weapon that you can, whether that be just a chair, an office chair maybe you pick up. A fire extinguisher is a great one. Literally anything at your disposal. And swarming is the name of the game. If there is more than one person, look at them, make a quick decision, and both of you should go at them. Grab the weapon. It's going to be hot. It's going to burn your hands.
Right.
But pull the barrel of that weapon down. And ultimately, many people making a decision to go after one person is going to be successful.
You have to do something to take the person out, if possible. Because being active can be the difference between living and dying, right?
Absolutely. The worst thing you can do is freeze. And that's one of the human responses to experiencing a life threat. And it's really difficult to know if that's going to be your response. Your natural response is freezing, which is why it's very important to think these things through ahead of time. Know exactly what you would do. Know where your exits are. Look for alternative exits. Think of, you know, it's difficult to be saying this in 2019, but when you walk into a public space, whether it be your office building, a shopping mall, even your place of worship, have a plan for what you would do.
But I agree with that. Having situational awareness is extremely important. Emily Taylor here with us, gun rights attorney based in Texas. We just talked about, before the break, 17.5 million concealed carry permits in America. You have one, I have one. People have that to protect themselves to the best of their ability. I don't think people realize when they go into a shopping mall or wherever they might go, how many people around them might actually be carrying in the event that something goes sideways. I was surprised, honestly, that there weren't apparently any concealed carry permit holders at the Walmart in El Paso surprised me a bit. I mean, Texas is Texas, Emily, but apparently not.
Yeah, that is an area of Texas that is a little bit less, I think a little bit less attached to firearms. So we do have, over a million concealed carry holders in Texas alone. But of course, you know, it does become localized. But yes, you're absolutely right. The most wonderful part about concealed carry holders is we are very quiet about it. It's for defense. It's for protection. It's not for any sort of offensive use. And so unless something happens, you never know.
All right. So what about tools? You know, if you got parents that have kids or grandkids that are going to school, having a conversation about an active shooter, unfortunately, is something we simply need to do at this point, because you don't know when one of these people is going to go haywire. And it's not from one ideology or another. The shooter in Dayton was an avid anti-gun person, Elizabeth Warren supporter. The shooter in El Paso didn't like Hispanics coming across the border from Texas. So you get them from all sorts of backgrounds. There is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to these deranged individuals, these soulless monsters, if you will. Are there resources for people listening where they can learn more, educate themselves, and be as prepared as they can be if something like this happens?
Yes, I recommend going to gunlawseminar.com, and you can find seminars near you about how to respond to an active shooter. They cover the tactical response, your practical sort of thoughts ahead of time.
Sure.
And then, of course, some legal aspects as well, although that should be an afterthought.
Emily, greatly appreciate it. As always, Emily Taylor, we appreciate it. We'll talk sometime soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. Emily Taylor here on the program. All right, going forward, we're going to cover some different stories for you, not just this one today. Genevieve Wood will be here talking about why welfare has not cured poverty. That's straight ahead as we wander through this Tuesday, August 6, 2019. This is the Steve Gerber Show.